Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Horta applying the tag. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent scores. Kelly moves to third. Horta moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blackwell moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Blackwell moves to third. Miller moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Evans reaches second base with a double. Blackwell scores. Miller scores. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharpe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Sharpe reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blackwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Griffin bunts towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. Carbo moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Petrocelli tags and scores. Carbo tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dent hits a line drive towards third. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Miller is safe. Miller moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Evans moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jack Kuchek now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hermann to Dent covering second. The throw back to home, and Evans is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo strikes out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. Burleson moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuchek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into left field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Burleson scores. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing first base. Dick McAuliffe now playing third base. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Horta reaches second base with a double. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Allen reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Blackwell moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dent fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Burleson scores. Blackwell moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Melton reaches second base with a double. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sharp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Sharp reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sharp moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.